Good afternoon. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I wrote two books dealing with weight. The first one is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose, and that's right, you can. The second one's an ebook entitled How to Weigh Less Permanently. No diets, no exercise required, really. So now, I must tell you that people have been complaining. They have said to me, John, you're not helping us. We want a diet. We want to know what to eat. Everybody has diets. There's books, there's TV programs. Celebrities are advertising what to eat, what not to eat. And they all want your money. And you're not telling us anything that's going to be helpful to us. Well, the reality is that no diet is going to help you weigh less permanently. You know, it's really very simple. The whole thing is very simple. And by the way, everybody wants your money except me. I do not want a penny. This is all free, 100%. The people who sponsor these diet programs are getting very, very rich at your expense, of course. Because almost nobody can weigh less permanently the way they are right now. So why do I tell you that diets won't help? Well, first of all, in order to really understand this, you have to understand why you made yourself overweight or fat. That's right. Food didn't do it. Food just lays there. You have to take it and put it in your mouth. Chew it and swallow it. And you have to do a lot of that in order to weigh too much. So in order to weigh less for good, and I mean for good, that you never have to worry about your weight again, and you can pick what you want to weigh, yes, it's absolutely true, but in order to do that, you first have to understand, why in heaven's sake did you put so much food in your mouth and gain weight when you didn't want to? All you had to do was stop. But easy, wasn't it? And now, if you want to weigh less, it's really simple. Just stop putting so much food in your mouth. The problem is, it is not that simple, and it's almost impossible, given your current emotional situation. Look, why did you put all the food in your mouth? Why did you make yourself fat or overweight? Nobody else did it. Just you. Well, you have to be honest with yourself, and that's the only prerequisite of all this. You did it to make yourself feel better or to stop from feeling bad. That's what food in your mouth does. You know, I don't call it eating. Eating is something you do for nourishment, for your system, keep your body going. Putting food in your mouth is what you do for emotional reasons. I mean, on paper, the whole thing is so silly. Why'd you gain so much weight? And why can't you stop putting food in your mouth? Well, the reality is that you won't be able to unless you grasp the problem. And once you grasp the problem and understand it is 100% emotional, nothing else, once you understand that, it becomes so simple. You weigh yourself, oh my gosh, why did I waste all that time being so unhappy, weighing so much? So, okay, go back in your history. Why did you do it? And why can't you stop it? I don't have a diet for you because diets are pointless. Look, the reason you put that much food in your mouth is for emotional reasons. Because you felt that you needed that food in your mouth. I mean, theoretically, you could get all the nourishment you need intravenously. Wouldn't that be fun? Just go someplace, go to a doctor, have a needle in your arm, and load all your proteins and carbohydrates and fats that way. Never work, of course, because emotionally you need the food in your mouth. So let's understand what we do. Let me give you an example, which I've given you before. And you want to complain to me, that's fine, but you're going to get the same answer. pretend that you have one favorite food. Let's say it's chocolate or ice cream or something you really like. And this food is your downfall. If only you could stop eating chocolate or ice cream or pizza or whatever it is, you would weigh less. Okay, now pretend that this food, whatever it is gone from the earth forever. You will never again get the ice cream or chocolate or pizza or whatever again. It's gone. You never can get it again. So, are you happy? Are you thrilled? Aren't you excited? Because now you don't have to be overweight or fat anymore. Think about it. The reality is that you'd be panicking. And the reason you're panicky, because it's not just food. It's what the food does for you emotionally. You would find some other food, very much like the food that you can't get anymore because it's gone forever. And the minute you understand that, you understand that diets aren't going to work because they are based on what I call emotional deprivation. That's right. You deprive yourself of things you emotionally need. Now, that is not going to last very long. It's really stupid, actually. And everything that you see is premised on you giving somebody money in exchange for meetings or discussions or packaged foods or something, none of which are going to do a bit of good. That's why I say the entire diet loss or weight loss industry should be disrupted, because it's pointless and you're wasting your fortune. Look, the first thing to do is understand why you gained the weight and what it is that you find so difficult to stop putting food in your mouth. Why is that? Once you grasp that, it really becomes so simple. So think really why you put all the food in your mouth to get yourself fat. And why you still continue it. Why can you dread the thought of going on a diet? You dread it because you need the foods emotionally that they want to take away from you on a diet or eating program or packaged foods or meetings or whatever it is. It isn't going to help you. It's short term and it's meaningless and you're going to be out a lot of money. Look, think about the issue of yourself. Why did you do it? Once you understand that, get the feeling. Think about what happens when you put a piece of chocolate or ice cream or whatever it is that you love. You don't really love it. You need it. You absolutely need it emotionally. So do this. Do the exercise for yourself, not for me. Keep in mind, this is free. I don't want a penny. You shouldn't have to pay anybody for this. Go over in your mind why you did it and the feeling you get when you put those foods in your mouth. I'll continue this. Stick with me. I know what I'm talking about, and you will understand it all. Bye.